Many more times. There are war you must win while praying. Many of us are going through warfare. There is World War 10. Not World War 1, 2, 3. It's World War 10 going on in our mind. Sometimes one of the greatest distance a man has is not moving from here to Abuja or here to Lagos. It's the movement that goes on in his mind. When you see an average believer come to the place of prayer, he's traveling to different country and continent in the place of prayer. Many of you, as I'm talking to you right now, you have left this place. You are not even here. Only few are connected here. And no man receive from the Lord if he's not present, spirit, soul, and body. Because that's priesthood. You must be present with your spirit, your soul, and your body to execute something. If you are going to speak and it matters in the realm of mankind, then your body must be engaged, your spirit must be engaged, and your soul must be engaged. The outer court, the inner court, and the holiest of holies. It's impossible for you to do business without that. And that's why many of you come to the presence of God and you engage God in a nature that you are disintegrated. What your spirit is saying is different from what your soul is saying. What your soul is saying is different from what your body is saying, what your mind is saying. There is a warfare going on in the mind of people when they are praying. You have to be able to conquer that mind. Because while praying, there are a lot of warfare. The warfare of the mind. How do you conquer it? I believe that if you want to conquer the warfare of the mind, learn to pray louder. And sure, you know, as I'm talking right now, I think a little bit in. I don't think too many things. And if you talk by the agency of utterance like I do, you will discover that somehow when I begin to talk, a spirit come and possess me. Then he borrow my lips. Anything I say makes sense. If you understand the way of prayer, you will walk according to that. Because you walk, the Bible says they begin to what? Speak in tongues as what the Holy Ghost give them. If you pray from your mind, there is no utterance. Yes, you can begin praying from your mind. One thing about utterance, it comes to a point where you get to use it. You begin from yourself, you enter into God. I get what I'm saying now. Just like normally, when you see people, when you see somebody begin to run, now you start running with his own strength. Later, the strength will go. You now begin to learn by the strength of an enablement. I get what I'm saying now. You must understand that it is very, very important for you in your prayer to receive what? Utterance while you are praying. And that's the Bible say what? Quicken us and we shall call upon your name. So if you have not been helped to pray, you may never be able to pray very well. You will still be wandering from here to here, from here to here. Your mind will take a bigger part of you. So when you begin to pray, normally you are praying normal prayer. Come to a point where you don't even know what you are saying again. I get what I'm saying now. Because if everything you are saying, you are praying, you know it, you are receiving your own answer. You have to switch into the knowledge of God. And how do you do that? You have to learn how to pray from the utterance of the spirit. And that's what the easy way to conquer the warfare in your mind. By what? Praying louder than what you are hearing. That's why as I'm talking, I won't think. You'll be thinking. When you start talking, you will not think. It's me that will start thinking. So when you come to the place of prayer, you are looking here, looking here, looking here. The best you do is as you begin to speak and you are speaking louder, you discover that mind, what you are thinking, is going away. And that's why if the thought in your mind is getting more, your voice begins to keep quiet more. Before you know, you are keeping quiet. And then you are just thinking too many things. Ah, you talk back again. Why? Because suddenly the thinking that is going on, you are quiet, oh, but there are too many thoughts and too many things that are speaking in your mind. It's a warfare, it's World War 10. It will amaze you. You have been fighting gun and killing somebody in your mind. That's how it works. That's why many of you art moving in your mind. Many of you. In fact, you are actors. A lady was doing, she said, Auntie, what are you doing? She was acting movie in her mind. That's why she was dancing. She didn't even know she was dancing. Warfare of the mind. Then there is the war of the eyes. That's why the culture of praying, closing your eyes came from. Let's be frank. If you close your eyes and pray more, you'll be in the spirit faster. Don't deceive yourself. That's why I always pray in darkness. Most of you that have come to my house, I used to lock my door morning, afternoon, evening. They are locked. It's only at night I open the door so that spirit can enter anyhow they want, so that we meet together. The more you engage with spirit, the more you become spiritual. You don't know. See demons, see angels, no problem. You become spiritual. At least you see one. Demons will make you pray better. Angels will give you sense. You know what I'm saying now? Many of you start seeing demons, you will never sleep again. At least you'll be spiritual for the night. You don't understand. You don't understand. So you understand there is warfare of the eye. The things you see inform the things you think. The things you see inform your convictions. And that's why many more times people come to a place of prayer and they are looking here, they are looking here, they are looking here, they are looking here. They are looking. When people are praying, then they are looking here, they are looking here. They are looking at your shoe, looking at this, looking at that, looking at that. It will amaze you how many of you have looked at my shoe, my this and this and that and this and that. Why? These are warfare. So you discover that after 3 hours of prayer, you pray for only just 30 minutes. The remaining 2 hours, 30 minutes, you were just observing and looking here, looking here. You are looking now, how is he cap? Is he white or gray or yellow or blue? Now looking now, Ojofo is looking very innocent, but he's not innocent at all. And I'm looking now, you see, that's the problem. You are just thinking too many things. And you lie to yourself that you're praying because your mouth is blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Your spirit is somewhere. Your soul is somewhere. Your mind is somewhere. You are not carrying out priesthood. That's why your prayer is not important. It's not even important. And after 10 years, that's what you have been doing. You will not come and say that God is a lie. When men are journeying from outer court, inner court to the holiest of holies, and they are serious, you can't understand. You are not there looking at them. Ah, why is he doing like this now? Why is he doing like this? You are in the outer court. You are in the outer court. You need to come inside. Because the warfare of the mind, warfare of the eyes has swallowed you. We went for a prayer after we had prayed for like 10 hours. A lady came and began to evaluate. Now, why is this guy praying like a mad people? Why is this guy like this? That I didn't really pray in the spirit. I didn't really look at us and you have been with us for 10 hours. You have wasted your time here. You could have slept. Because she never prayed. She was just observing. As she's moving like that, she was just looking at her amazed. What are these people doing? What are these people doing? Warfare of the eyes. And that's how many of you come to the place of prayer and you're looking, is she beautiful? Is she ugly? Huh? Is she, oh, she even fine today? Oh. Now, wow, she's even praying. Oh, this fine girl praying, the fine girl praying. Went to a place, one guy said, wow, how can this beautiful lady be praying like that? I look at him again. I say, you are an enemy of the kingdom. One guy said, you are too beautiful to be seeking the Lord. I'm telling you. So you have to be able to be careful. Warfare of the eye. A lot of time people come for meetings and they are looking around. These are the warfares you must deal with. Stop doing that. I'm telling you. Stop doing that. Fight it. Of course, there's warfare of the flesh. A lot of time there's war that go in your flesh. Like heavy war. Like heavy, heavy war. You know, many more times because of the emotional entanglement that we have. Have you been to a prayer meeting before? And you met the lady that you once upon a time in a relationship that you break up before? And suddenly everything returned back again. Oh my God. You may be in the spirit, you return back to the flesh. Ah, the Lord help you. I don't know about you, but the devil has used many Nikon cameras to snap many pictures of me. So while I'm praying, he will send me one of the pictures of the lady I kissed before. Say, are you still playing again? I don't remember. It's part of the... you don't understand. You must be able to conquer this thing. It's a family business, but you must understand how to conquer it. Devil just remind you that while you were coming, before you come for the place of prayer, you actually stole one meat. Your mom said, take one meat. You took two. That one you take was actually a seed. Forget your prayer. Go and repent. So you as you are praying, you now hibernate again. The devil will tell you that you just insulted somebody before you are coming. You know. Are you still praying again? Sometimes all those tendencies of the flesh. Before you know it, sometimes you just begin to pray. Suddenly you begin to feel some lust. Begin to feel some lust. And you're like, am I okay? I wish I will not stop this prayer. Or God, continue to pray. The lust was coming to stop you from praying. Never stop the prayer. Continue. You are praying, not feeling elected. Oh God, continue to pray. Let one part of your body not drive you out to hell. No, let it go itself. If it can go, let it go. I get what I'm saying now. A lot of times you begin to pray, you begin to feel certain fire of lust born. No prayer. Pray them all. It will go away. I have prayed to a point, demon jump out of my body and he told me bye-bye. I said, that's good. What are you waiting for since? I prayed. Fire was burning me. I knew that anything that is inside of me that don't look like God at that moment will go away. Have you prayed before? Your intestine was shaking. It's as if even the sweat, your sweat was burning. At that kind of time, nothing like the monk can stay close to you. He can never. I'm telling you. He jumped out and he left. So there are a lot of times there are tendencies in your flesh. You can be praying and you start remembering that last time you were a masturbator. The other time actually you actually watch one pornography. No problem. Don't stop the prayer. Let nothing stop because it's a war. It's a war going on in your flesh. I get what I'm saying now. It's a nature of the flesh trying to supersede the spirit. The Bible said that walking the flesh is putting your mind on what? The things of the flesh. Working the spirit, putting your mind on deeds of what? The spirit. He said the flesh will not agree with the spirit. The spirit will not agree with what? The flesh. They are in war with each other. So you must war and mortify the flesh. Tell him, keep quiet. I get what I'm saying now. So a lot of times you begin to pray and you begin to feel certain tendency in your flesh. In fact, there are times you just hold a lady. If you have not, as you just hold a lady, maybe the lady you have been having crush on. Maybe you used to greet her and she doesn't even want to answer you. And now you are just by hand. You see, hold your hands together. And she cannot go to the other side. So you hold her. As you hold, suddenly your temperature changes. Suddenly your temperature changes and you begin to freeze. Now, brother, at that time, if you cannot leave her hand, pray them all. Pray so much. Forget that she's living there. But if you pray and you discover that you are still in the flesh, leave her. So you can help yourself. I get how to say that. But sometimes it's natural, it's normal for you to have some of those kind of feelings. But many other times people feel that it's something bad. I get what I'm saying now. Or you come to a place of prayer and you begin to pray, so then you now see a vision of her. What's your name again? You see a vision of you and Francis dancing through the aisle as husband and wife. I pray to conquer into territories in God. And now what you are seeing is you and Francis dancing as husband and wife. Hey, it's a warfare of the flesh, my friends. Let that one not stop you from praying. You can laugh small, but just continue to pray. I get what I'm saying? It's a war that is fought in the place of prayer. That's what used to stop people from praying, some of you. No problem. Hold his hand again. Drag him to the inner chamber, to the holies of holies in the prayer. No problem. Lady told me she began to pray with the guy. She heard his hand. She see that she's going to marry him. I said, no problem. Don't stop the prayer. Continue praying. When you are done praying, we'll discuss whether you marry him or not. I get what I'm saying? That's how it works. It's a warfare of the flesh sometimes, because sometimes your flesh has certain desires and you cannot stop it. As long as you are in this body, you can never. One guy told me he wanted to kill his flesh. I said, you are going to die. You are going to die. The only way the flesh will die is when you die. You only mortify, you only control it, you only subdue it. You can't kill it. It's part of you. It's part of you. I get what I'm saying now. Because this body you see is very important. It's very important. The nature of the flesh in you is what you mortify, because it cannot die. It's what will take your level of alignment to God. Then, better you are just a robot now. At least robot, and all this intelligence and artificial, they don't even have intelligence. I learned that some of them now start thinking self. You see it now. You don't want to have emotions. You don't want to have feelings. In fact, I don't want somebody like that. God put them tentatively, is for your own good. Just that you should be able to control them and mortify them. Then there is the war that go on what in the heart. We speak about your heart posture. Okay. A lot of times, many people are praying, their heart is also wandering. Their heart can wander from here and there to here and there to here and there to here. Well, most times, immediately when your heart wander, bring it back to alignment again. And most times the reason why the heart wander is also because the mind is wandering. You get it now. So if you can be able to have a good heart posture that is right towards God, don't just be praying with a wrong motive in your heart. Let me pray so that they will know that me too I'm praying. You are the one that will be tired. I told you in our story, we were doing one prayer. One guy just came out and take up. Ah! I said, this guy don't know that we have enough time for him. You are coming to prove to us that you can pray. We have enough time for you. When you come for a prayer that we used to do like that, I will put 20 hours, 30 hours. Don't show us you can pray. A lady came from school of nursing the other day. She's the prayer secretary. She thought that we are here to show whether we can pray. She didn't see that we put 30 hours. That means we have enough time to check whether you are truly, truly a man that can pray. Because we can only know whether you can pray, we have enough time to pray. Not all this one at the same time, we'll soon finish. No. When we have 30 hours, 20 hours, you will sleep. You are tired of sleeping, you will stand, you're tired of standing, you will do everything, you'll be tired of it. You start looking, there are no house around here that can go. I will make it work, because we'll take you away from the civilization. No house, we'll take you to a bush. May God help us so that all those bush will not be developed. So that we can have place to train you very well. Soldiers are not trained in cities, they are trained in the bush, in the backside. If you see any soldier in the city, he's not a real soldier. Real soldier, they are out there. They are the ones maintaining borders. Borders are not, borders are places where there are terrible things going on. I get what I'm saying now. That lady came, she thought it's all about, let's, I was just looking, how is this lady now? Who is this new person in this camp? So at least our brothers have a good prayer point now. In the mercy, made one prayer, one post. That any lady that cannot pray for 1 hour, she's not a... Yeah? You should not marry her. One guy begin to fight her there. A pastor begin to fight her. Now why would you say... Blah, 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 blah. Pastor. Pastor. These are the ones that will call you at night and tell you that their wife is dying in the night. Just 1 hour prayer. 1 hour that we don't even know whether we have even started praying. And the pastor is angry. Now why would she say any lady that cannot pray for 1 hour? And that means she put 10 hours, uncle? Or I now put maybe 30 hours. Or Paul now got angry and say 50 hours. That means the guy will just unfriend you now. Or he block you. That guy should just say, oh God, help me to be able to pray. Or help me to get a wife that can pray. That's all. A man called me shouting and calling. Why? Say his wife cannot pray. I say, was she a lady that can pray before you marry her? He said, no. I say, what miracle do you want to happen? A woman that cannot pray, a lady that cannot pray, can never be a wife that can pray. You sow what you want. You reap what you sow. He married a prayerless woman. He got a prayerless wife. Huh? It's simple now. That school of nursing prayer secretary begin to... After 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, the lady look for where to hide it. The lady relegated to the background. Say, auntie, stand up now. We have not stopped. We are still on the prayer. He said that the Holy Ghost is not leading her to pray again. Say, I know Canadity when I see one. It's the warfare of the heart. Now her heart posture has been distorted because it was not right from initial, but from the right from the word go. She was praying by her own strength. The heart posture was wrong. She wanted to do show for us. And as a result of that, prayer is a spiritual thing, not a mechanical thing. She was humbled. So when we start talking to her, she now got angry. She started shouting on Kratos. But Kratos got very angry. The thing become like a fight. She now came to me. I said, auntie, she started shouting. I said, okay, well, I called Paul. Paul came and Paul started to explain to her. And then he said, all of you are in the flesh. That is it, can the Holy Ghost lead somebody not to pray the way you are praying? I said, but that was the way you were doing before. Why is the Holy Ghost leading you differently now? Because you are tired. Auntie say you are tired. Say, no, she's not tired though. Just that now she doesn't have the utterance and the... I said, look at this. Her heart posture was wrong from initial. And she wants us to stop praying now because she's tired. But she don't want to say she's tired. Let's stop praying. We'll not allow her to go back home. What I'm trying to say is that your heart posture and your motive for prayer and everything must be right. Because that war can also be going inside of you. So that's why when you are praying, sometimes you are quiet. When I'm passing by, you say, ah, blah, 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 blah. When I finish passing, you now remain quiet again. You are deceiving yourself. After 10 years, you remain where you are. You may never grow. You may never grow, I'm telling you. Better sleep very well when I'm passing. Sleep again and snore very well. Let me wake you genuinely so that you start praying. But you are lying to yourself. You didn't sleep. You didn't pray. Your heart posture was very wrong. You are laughing. Is that your reality? So we need God to really help us. Is that okay? You have weakness in the flesh so that you can cry out to God for help through prayers. God give you strength so that you can pray. There is strength in the Holy Spirit. And I also say, never trust your flesh in the place of prayer. It has the ability to deceive and betray you. Okay? When your phone is dead, you look for light or power bank to charge it. So also, immediately when you discover your spiritual life is dead, what do? You look for a light and the power bank of the spirit to charge yourself. Because if you don't do that, you are guaranteed that your life may never advance.